哎，和。我们
嗨。
俩。 先。
To the right hand side, we have Mr. Che Cheng Chung, Chief Superintendent of the Police Conflict Relations Branch. And then to his right hand side, Mr. Li Kuai-hua, Senior Superintendent of Organized Crime and Trial Bureau. And then we have Mr. Kwong Wing Cheng, Senior Superintendent. On the other side, that is to your left hand side, we have Ms. Chek Xiangyu, Superintendent of the Support Branch. There will be some opening remarks followed by a Q&A session. Those who would like to ask questions, please raise your hand and then we'll pass the mic to you. Please identify your media organization and at most you can ask three questions. Good afternoon. In relation to the violent protest activities on Saturday and Sunday. We gave an account yesterday. Yesterday in Sam Shui Po and Wong Tai Sin, there were again acts of disorder in public place. The police found it extremely regrettable and we condemn it. And we'd like to give some accounts and some clarifications about some malicious allegations. And we've also got Ms. Chick, Superintendent of the Support Wing, to talk about detention and search procedures. Last night in Sam Shui Po and Wong Tai Sin, again, there were acts of disorder in public place. In Sam Shui Po, dozens of protesters gathered outside Sam Shui Po police station. They pointed laser beams at the police station. They rampantly smeared the external walls of the police station and they set up roadblocks in Yan Chau Street, obstructing traffic. In Wong Tai Sin, many citizens surrounded the customer service counter of the Temple Mall. They had a quarrel with the staff members and they destroyed the electronic facilities. There was graffiti. And then protesters went to the disciplined services quarters in Wong Tai Sin. They shouted and they pointed laser beams at the external wall, harassing the lives of ordinary citizens. To restore order, we warned many times, they were unheeded and carried out a dispersal. We can see that the protest activities have spread to many communities and the scope has been expanding. And the so-called peaceful assemblies have become acts of harassment and disturbance, and innocent citizens have been unnecessarily disturbed and affected. Say, for example, ordinary citizens have been surrounded for no reason at all, and public facilities have been damaged. Such acts of disorder in public place have hugely departed from their so-called aspirations. For the past 2 months, we can see that the protest activities have become violent attacks of extreme radicalism, and there was no sort of restraint at all. And the radically violent protesters have hijacked the rights of the citizens to ordinary and normal peaceful assembly. And they had excuses of saying that they have they are guaranteed and they are righteous. We can see from the live broadcast that they have set up roadblocks and they are blocking the road, and they've been using bricks, ball bearings, bows and arrows and suspected firearms and a huge amount of petrol bombs. Such are lethal weapons and they use such weapons to attack police officers. They are very dangerous and they're even lethal. For the targets of the violent protesters, they don't only pick at the police officers. In the past few days, you can see that reporters and also innocent citizens were also affected. Say, for example, the violent attackers were throwing petrol bombs from flyovers or footbridges at the police officers on the ground, police vehicles, and even innocent citizens and reporters. And in fact, unfortunately, a reporter was hurt on Saturday. I have to point out that any use of violence and any acts that would hurt others would not be accepted by civilized society. No aspiration can be used to glorify or rationalize such acts of unlawfulness and violence. I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Kong. Thank you. Yes, I would like to talk about the numbers of arrests. Yesterday, in our action, in our operation in Sam Shui Po, two persons were arrested, a 19-year-old male and for charges I suspected assault against a police officer, green equipped, and failure to produce an ID card. We also arrested a 19-year-old female for the she was suspected to have committed the offence of unlawful assembly. They've been followed by some Singapore police officers. A 21-year-old male was arrested for assaulting police officers, and he would appear in court in West Kowloon this afternoon. And then at 3 p.m., a male who had been arrested before will appear in Kwun Tong Court at 3 p.m. for riot offence. And he was suspected to have appeared in Kwun Tong, and together with others, unlawfully he blocked the road in Wai Yip Street near Sheng Yu Road, and also throwing objects at police officers. So he's being charged for riot, the offence of riot. We have always said that in relation to all acts of violence and unlawfulness, we will not condone them, and we would relentlessly follow them up. For the past 2 months, we have been investigating into acts of unlawfulness and violence relentlessly. Altogether, 13 people were arrested, 11 males and 2 females, aged between 19 and 40, for offences like unlawful assembly, criminal damage, possession of offensive weapons, dishonest use or dishonest access to computers, and fraud. For the events that they were involved in, they included 9th of June, unlawful assembly outside LegCo, 12th June, unlawful assembly at Admiralty, 1st of July, rampant damage of the LegCo, 11th of August, unlawful assembly at Tsim Sha Tsui, and also 13th of August, the event, the unlawful event at airport, among others. During yesterday's operation, no police officers were hurt as a result of the operation. As to firearms, we haven't used any during yesterday's operation. In relation to two issues, I would like to have some clarification. We saw the circulation of some photographs or pictures online saying that someone from the PPRB, in relation to the use of WhatsApp messages, asked citizens to report on others who have taken part in such protest activities. I have to clarify, this message doesn't come from the PPRB, the Police Public Relations Bureau branch. And then for what happened at Sun Oak Lang Detention Center, where there were a number of allegations, I would like to clarify.
小組會見啦，係啦，咁呢啲我哋都係問過曬佢哋，唔介意我哋先做，係啦。咁所以咧並唔存在即係我哋係故意留難，又或者係唔俾佢哋見律師嘅。咁而一向我哋呢度有提及過，就係最重要嘅就係一啲重要嘅法律程序，包括攞警戒口供咧，我哋一定會喺佢如果佢係指明係要聘請律師嘅話咧，一定會等佢律師到咗，我哋先至做相關嘅程序嘅。咁接住落嚟嘅時間咧，我就交俾赤警司。
咁我今日咧都會講解翻我哋警方咧拘留同埋羈押嘅政策嘅。咁其實喺我哋設計整個政策啦、程序啦，同埋喺呢一個羈留設施嘅設計上咧，我哋都係致力咧係平衡三個方面嘅。第一個就係個保安啦，第二個就係個人嘅安全啦，第三咧就係被羈留人士嘅各種權利，包括佢嘅尊嚴同埋佢嘅私隱嘅。為了履行我們對被羈留人士的謹慎責任和確保他健康和有
cautious will look at the age and the mental state to make adjustments so as to make sure that the detainees' rights and their physical needs will be attended to. In terms of monitoring, we have our supervisors regularly looking at them, and then in relation to the number of cases requiring total removal of underwear, such a figure will be referred to the electrical panel quarterly, and we have also got the information in our general orders, so it is entirely transparent. If anybody is aggrieved by the treatment received during the detention, he may consider lodging a complaint with the CAPO. The CAPO will adopt an unbiased, fair and just manner in dealing with the complaint. If it is substantiated, we will take the matter seriously and we will also take the necessary disciplinary action. I would like to take this opportunity to clarify 2 points. First of all, last week there was a female who called a press conference alleging that we were acting inappropriately in our search procedures. We looked up the relevant records as well as the relevant CCTV footage. The lady said that she was required to remove all her underwear. All the underwear had to be taken off. We looked at our records as well as the forms. We confirmed that at that time the level of custody search wasn't quite the total removal as alleged. And in fact, the logbook also said that we didn't require the lady to remove all her underwear. And during the body search, our officers did not use any object to point at or pat on any part of her body. We didn't ask her to open her legs or ask her to squat and stand repeatedly because we felt that there was no need to ask her to do so. We also viewed the CCTV footage of the corridor outside the room. The whole thing took place for 4 minutes and not 15 to 30 minutes as alleged. And the same footage also showed that upon conclusion of the search, it wasn't the case that there were over a dozen of officers standing outside the room waiting for the lady to come out. So far, the CAPO hasn't received the relevant complaint from that lady. If she feels that she is aggrieved, she may consider lodging a complaint with the CAPO. We have also noticed that there was a rumor online saying that a male officer was involved in sexual assault against a female detainee. Well, it is not true. We don't know why there has been such smearing of our officers. We hope that this person would come forward and the person should stop smearing the reputation of our officers. I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Chair. Yes, I would like to summarize. Whenever someone breaks the law, the police have to enforce the law. All acts of unlawfulness would not be tolerated by us. It's zero tolerance. We take the matters seriously and we will follow up on all acts of unlawfulness and investigate into them. We'll make sure that irrespective of their political views or their identity, we will enforce the law in the same way.
Ongoing protests over the past 2 months, we have seen an increase in the intensity and the extensity of violence used by the protesters. Their radical acts have intensified and extend to various districts in Hong Kong. What began as generally peaceful protests in early June gradually radicalized and descend to widespread and rampant violence across the city. Last night, tens of protesters surrounded Sam Shui Po police station, pointing laser beams at the buildings and spray paint on its outer wall. Others set up barricades on Ming Road in the vicinity. Over in Wong Tai Sin, a gang of protesters scuffled and committed destructive acts inside a shopping mall. They later proceed to Wong Tai Sin Discipline Services quarters and hurled insults at the residents. All these acts necessitate police dispersal actions. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that there are more and more innocent victims suffering at the hands of radical protesters. These innocent victims include civilians who pass by protest sites and the family members of the police officers. The harassing acts outside the Wang Dai Xin quarters is one of the many examples that show protesters have been targeting families of the police officers. They have unfairly victimized our officers' parents, spouse, and children who are not involved in the ongoing operation at all. Also, over the weekend, we saw rioters throwing a large number of self-made petrol bombs randomly in Xinhuan, hitting innocent civilians and reporters. The weapons they used were highly dangerous and, in certain cases, deadly. They also rampantly hurled bricks, metal poles, long sticks, and all kinds of offensive weapons at our officers. We also saw extensive destruction of properties. Rioters set up numerous barricades with water-filled barriers, dismantled railings and bamboo sticks on major roads, paralyzing traffic. Such indiscriminate use of extreme violence is a grave threat to the Hong Kong society, affecting more and more innocent victims. Now I move on to arrest figures. From our ongoing investigation into the previous unlawful acts committed by protesters, we have made new arrests over the past few days. We have arrested 13 people, consisting of 11 males and 2 females, aged between 19 and 40, for offences like unlawful assembly, criminal damage, possession of offensive weapons, arson, wounding, access to computer with criminal intent, and fraud. Now I'll move on to talk about the custodial search of arrested person. We are aware that there's much public concern about how our officers deal with female detainees. But our baseline is that we always respect the dignity, privacy, and rights of people under police custody. Custodial search is conducted on all detainees to ensure their safety, as well as the safety of others who may come into contact with them. This means we have to ensure that they do not have any dangerous objects on their bodies, or they do not keep any articles of evidential values. There are 3 levels of custodial search. Level 1 requires no removal of clothing. Level 2 requires removal of clothing, and level 3 requires removal of underwear. The scope of the custodial search is determined by the duty officer on a case-by-case basis, and our officers will explain to all the detained people the reason for the search and its scope by serving a police document custodial search form. A search must be conducted, witnessed, and supervised by officers of the same sex as the detainee. There are also certain online rumors that detained person experienced sexual harassment from police officers while in custody. We have looked into the records, and I must emphasize such rumors are totally false. Also, we have not received any formal reports or complaints. In conclusion, we would like to emphasize again that police have zero tolerance for any unlawful acts. I appeal to every member of the public not to rationalize or glorify the violence used by the protesters. The use of violence is never excusable. The police only have one single yardstick. If someone breaks the law, regardless of the rationale, we will bring him to justice. Thank you.
Oriental Daily. Each may only ask 3 questions. Oriental Daily, please. Good afternoon. I'm from Oriental Daily. 3 questions. First of all, 54 people were sent to San Oak Ling. 6 had serious fractures. Did they sustain the injury during the arrest, or did they sustain the injury and sent to hospital as a result of the detention? You said that many of them were injured during the arrest. Why weren't they sent to hospital immediately? Why wait until they were at San Oak Ling? So that would affect their treatment. Is it against the law? Is it a deliberate act that is that you allow them to suffer for dozens of hours? Would it be tantamount to torture? You said they were allowed to see a lawyer, but many people have been telling us that you didn't even ask them if they need to see a lawyer. So among the 54, how many of them did not see a lawyer before giving a statement?
I'll pass the floor to Mr. Lee to answer the first question.
Okay, thank you for questions. According to our figures, so far we have arrested 15 persons whose age is between 12 and 15. That means it's under 16 years old. And regarding the arrangement for the arrest of the young persons, the police have some special measures taken. Say, for example, for the taking statement, when the youngster was arrested, whenever we really take a statement from him or from her, we need to require her parents or his parents to be witness of the whole process. If their parents is not available, so we may be appointed an appropriate adult to take up this role, who is maybe over 18 years old, the same sex of the arrested person. And that was the normal practice we're taking about the taking statement. And also regarding the search, if we needed to search the youngsters when under the custody of the police, we also require the appropriate adult to be a witness. Another area is for the detention arrangement. For the concern of the benefit or the protection of the youngsters, we never allowed an adult inmate to be detained with the youngsters. So we will arrange them to be living in some children's home or other suitable place of a refuge for them. And another area we have been looking into is if in the course of the interaction with the arrested young person, we found that we needed some protection or some care for him or for her, we may apply from the juvenile courts for a care and the protection order. That was not a punishment for the youngsters and his or her families. It's mainly a measure to assist the youngster being arrested. Then basically, that is arrangement we for when the police is arrested some youngsters.
For your second questions about the for the public events to be held on the 31st of August. Basically, we have received applications from the organizer for holding the public event on that day. And when deciding whether to issue a letter of no objection to them, we will conduct an independent risk assessment. And considering a wide range of factors, including the proposed location and route, the expected size of the crowd, and whether the organizer has the ability to manage the gathering. At the moment, I understand that we have meeting with the organizer today, but the result has yet to be decided. While for the the police respect all citizens' right to the assembly and to express their opinions freely. And we have been facilitating peaceful and orderly public gatherings in over the last few years. We will continue to work with the organizers for the events of this week to ensure public order events are able to continue in a safe and orderly manner. But as we all can see, that it is clear that the demonstration in the last week on Saturday and Sunday have turned into a violent protest. And we can see that rioters have hijacked the public order events and exploit them to commit a lot of violent acts, including the throw of petrol bombs, long iron poles, etc. All these destructive, violent acts pose a very serious threat to the public safety and order. And although this is the responsibility of the police to ensure a public order and public safety, but I would like to appeal to the members of the public that they have to express their view in a peace and orderly manner. I'm sorry that I'm unable to disclose all the police tactics to you at the moment. Thank you.
Thank God. Bye-bye.
想追問 ，if I may follow up on what the reporter from Oriental Daily has asked. You said that if someone has got observable injuries, they would be sent to hospital immediately. On that day, one sent immediately, five afterwards. So for the case of sending him or her to the hospital immediately, please elaborate on the conditions. And then in the case of a fracture, even if you talked about hairline cracks, it would be very painful even though you don't get any observable injury. Why weren't they sent to hospital immediately? As to the boy who had his teeth locked out, he had blood all over his face, but he was still sent to San Oak Lang instead of hospital immediately. And then just now you didn't give us the figures of lawyers. Whether somebody would like to get a lawyer or not, that's a separate issue. I would like to know how many among the 50 or so detainees eventually got a lawyer representing them, first of all. As to who was sent to hospital immediately, first of all, I haven't got the information. Secondly, it would not be possible for me to name this person at such a press conference. So I haven't got the information. No, I'm not interested in his name. I would like to know the extent of the injuries, with a cut on the head or what. Sorry, speaker was off mic. Well, I really can't help. I haven't got the information with me. If you need the information, I have to go back to look up the information. Regarding the medical reports of the arrestees, well, we need the consent of the arrested persons before we can approach the hospital authority to get a copy, because it is a matter of privacy of personal data. So I'll try to check with our own records. Otherwise, for a detailed medical report, I'm afraid we may have difficulties. And then I can only repeat once again, for each and every arrested person, whether he has to be sent to a hospital immediately, we rely on on-site monitoring and assessment by our officers. At the same time, we have to ensure the security of the AP, because on the site of arrest, would it be possible for us to call for an ambulance for any injury? I think there is a limit on the capacity of the ambulances. So if somebody takes the initiative to tell us that he or she is seriously injured and we can see it, then we'll call for an ambulance. For others, say for example, 30 requests to go to hospital, we may need 10 to 20 ambulances. But do we actually get that many ambulances? And if we see somebody bleeding or some observable injuries, usually our officers will apply first aid for the APs. And as to whether the AP has to be sent to a hospital, it's up to the AP to make the request. Well, among the 54 persons involved, how many of them were able to have the presence of a lawyer before giving a cautious statement? 36 of them. As I have said, and I have to repeat it, as to whether there is the engagement of a lawyer, well, it is the choice of the AP, a right to be exercised by the AP. Our job is to remind him or her. And in fact, for the custody form, we have already reminded him of the right to see a lawyer. So 36 saw a lawyer before giving a statement. How many did so without seeing a lawyer? Well, I think it's a matter of 54 minus 36. In other words, 18 gave a statement without a lawyer. It was said that somebody had a cut on the head, bleeding. Why wasn't the person sent to hospital immediately? A person had his teeth knocked out and still he was not sent to hospital. Is it that you don't send people to hospitals? No, it's not right to say that. Well, in fact, at the site of arrest, you always see ambulances and they've been arranged by us. As I have said, when we have a large number of arrestees, And of course, we have to look at the extent of the injuries. It's up to the arrested person to tell us. You can't simply make a judgment or assessment from a photograph or from a TV screen. And I've also mentioned the limit or constraints that we face. Well, it depends on our observation on the site, and then we carry out an assessment. At the end of the day, as to whether a person will be sent to hospital, it will be based on the assessment I referred to a moment ago. TVB. I'm from TVB. Three questions. First of all, last night in Samshui Po, I think one of your police officers lost a bullet. So can you elaborate on that? Why or how come that he would drop such a bullet? No firearms were used. How come that bullet found its way out? And your officers looked for it, but you couldn't. And it was a citizen who found it for you. So is it because your search wasn't thorough enough? Secondly, well, today in the papers, it is said that someone has put up a reward, $200,000 or $1 million to locate the protesters. What is the view of the police? Do you agree with such an act? Is the person breaking any law? And thirdly, we've seen that many frontline officers of the police in relation to protesters, nearby residents or reporters, they would use the term crockroach to address them or refer to them. What do you make of this? Why is it that the protesters and even residents are being described as crockroaches? Mr. Kong will take two questions, and then Mr. Lee will take one question first. Yes, I've also noticed the advertisement of placing a reward. First of all, I have to mention that this is not from the police, not from the police. As far as our arrangements are concerned, sometimes we accept a private reward, but we do take the matter cautiously when a request is received. First of all, we will see for the person offering the reward, we have to look at his identity and his background. And if the police is to accept the reward offer, we want to see whether there would be any negative impacts, whether our interests will be affected. And certainly, it is a practical issue. Even a reward is offered, we have to find out whether he can really honor his promise. And our AC crime will make a final decision. Let me say this once again. The reward offered hasn't come from the police.
主要嚟講就係我哋第三個要求就話睇下究竟佢有冇咁嘅能力先。如果你講咗之後，你個如果做唔出依樣嘢嘅時候，咁變咗做唔到個承諾，咁都唔好啦。所以我哋警方會考慮埋依樣嘢。好，唔該。係，咁啊，另外一兩個問題啦。咁我先講咗，其實琴晚咧就喺深水埗區嗰度啦，就有一個非法集結，係啦。咁咧就當時我哋警方咧係作出咗一個驅散嘅行動嘅，係啦。咁過程中咧，我哋係有一名警員咧。 就佢應該咧就根據佢講翻啊，喺行動裏邊咧，佢係有感覺到咧自己，因為我哋其實當間警員啦嚇，咁就有一支嘅配槍啦。咁另外其實佢哋仲有一個快速上彈器，咁有後備子彈咧，其實就喺腰間嘅一個袋裏邊啦，係啦，即係我哋叫做個快速子彈器嗰個袋啦，係啦。咁咧就佢就話行動裏邊咧，因為做驅散行動咁啊跑嚟跑去啦，身體有喐動過。佢話喺過程裏邊其實佢感覺到咧就係嗰個袋曾經就有啲鬆咗嘅，咁跟住咧佢就打個袋咧就見嗰個快速上彈器同啲子彈啦嚇，唔知係咪過程喐得太緊要就分開咗啊。咁所以即時咧由於行動期間咧，佢又冇乜時間再可以仔細思考嘅時候咧，佢就直頭就將 所有嘢咧就拎出嚟就擺喺佢一個有拉鏈嘅袋度嘅，係啦。咁啊，跟住就再完成行動之後咧，當佢即係打翻個拉鏈嘅袋去檢查嘅時候咧，佢就發現哦，有一粒嘅我哋配槍嘅子彈就唔見咗，係啦。咁當時咧，佢亦都有同佢嘅上級匯報啦。咁啊，由於當時其實已經係即係佢哋當然唔見咗嘢啊，第一步梗係盡量去揾啦。咁究竟睇下會唔會喺車啊，或者其他佢哋有一啲簡單嘅搜索做咗嘅。咁但係由於即係當時亦都係夜深啦，咁其實如果翻翻出去路面度揾咧，咁其實個困難都相當之高。咁所以其實我諗有個別傳媒今朝都見到，就我哋亦都喺深水埗欽州街一帶咧，其實係進行過一個搜索嘅，就等即係太陽出翻嚟之後，係啦。咁就過程裏邊我哋揾唔到啦。咁我哋亦都好感謝一位嘅熱心市民啦。咁佢大概中午嘅時分咧，就喺翻長沙灣道附近嘅馬路咧，就揾翻嗰粒我哋唔見咗子彈嘅，咁我哋都好感謝佢嘅協助啦。咁根據我理解咧，就其實首先第一樣嘢啦，子彈亦都唔係太過，即係一啲好細件嘅一啲嘅物件嚟嘅，係啦，好似銀仔咁樣樣咁大嘅啫。咁就我理解咧，就係嗰個子彈個市民咧就聲稱喺一啲比較即係窄嘅罅位嗰度揾到嘅，係啦。咁我哋同事今朝早其實盡力揾㗎啦，係啦。咁你話有時真係揾不到，咁亦都可能係有好多因素啦。咁但係即係講到尾，我哋都感激各位市民嘅協助嘅。咁有關你頭先第三條問題講嗰個嘅稱呼咧，其實我亦都喺好多次喺呢個記者會裏邊都講過嘅，係啦。咁溝通在乎互相尊重啊。咁嗰個嘅叫法其實就真係就唔太理想啦，又喺個尊重方面啊欠奉嘅。咁呢個我哋係承認嘅，係啦。咁其實我哋都喺唔同嘅情況底下都會提醒翻同事，即係盡量即係用翻個大家都可以接受到嘅稱謂啦，係啦。咁而另外我亦都想喺呢度都即係反映一下啦。咁其實喺呢兩個幾月嘅行動裏邊，我諗係無論市民好、記者好，定係我哋警務同事好，都係有壓力嘅，係啦。咁個別其實我哋喺唔同嘅直播片段，我哋都見到其實有好多嘅林林種種嘅示威者或者市民，其實都用好多挑釁嘅説話去針對我哋同事啦。係啦，咁我哋都要希望大家諒解翻，係啦，即係正如我話齋啊，溝通係大家互相尊重嘅啫，係啦。咁當然我唔係話你哋點叫我哋啲同事，我哋同事可以還嘴啦，係啦。咁我哋都冇辦法啦，咁我哋都要克制忍耐嘛，我哋成日都喺度講㗎啦，係啦。咁但係我哋都呼籲啦，其實大家以禮相待嘅，係啦，你稱呼一聲市民先生好，或者警察先生都好，我諗相嗌唔好口，咁呢個都係我哋希望可以喺嚟緊嘅日子裏邊，大家少啲摩擦，少啲爭執，咁可能大家成個行動咪和平啲咯，好冇？唔該。
第一個問題就江 Sir 會作答嘅，就住禮拜六日嘅一啲事件。咁第二條一間我交翻俾Madam Chick咯。咁最後嗰條咧一間講翻見律師啦。我諗一間咧因為牽涉到刑事嗰個部分啊，咁律師個 part 咧一間交俾李 Sir 作答，好嘛？唔該。
好啊，咁首先講翻呢個週末喺紅磡警署處理嘅嗰啲被捕人士啦。根據我手上資料咧，就係其實就係8月25日晚咧，就我哋喺個深水埗嘅拘捕行動裏邊，就總共就拉咗14人嘅。咁而其中嘅11男2女咧，就被送往呢個紅磡警署嗰度去處理嘅。 係啦，咁然後跟住咧就有我嘅資料其實就全部都要睇，即係全部都要求去睇醫生啦，係啦。咁而我手頭而家資料嘅傷勢咧，就大部分都係一啲擦傷，咁就冇骨折，係啦。咁有啲要睇醫生，咁部分可能都係冇表面傷痕嘅，即係可能係一啲頭暈身興嘅嘢嚟嘅，係啦。咁就有關你話有冇頭部要縫針咧？咁其實呢、這個真係我呢刻未有詳細嘅醫生報告，咁我亦都唔清楚，係啦。咁咁我亦都冇相關專業知識，究竟我佢縫咗幾多針先算係嚴重啊？其他啲嘢我真係唔太知道啦。咁所以我睇下我同埋我頭先都講咗我哋嘅難處啦。我哋要攞到被捕人士嘅醫生報告咧，其實都有好多嘅同意情況底下。我哋先攞到嘅，係啦。咁譬如你話，如果我哋喺過程裏邊有任何被捕人士，佢係有任何唔滿意或者有任何嘅指控嘅話咧，其實我哋歡迎佢哋俾多啲資料，我哋可以作出跟進嘅。咁跟住我交俾阿 Madam Chick。
係，咁咧就我哋頭先都講過啦，就係、是、其實我哋嘅拘留搜查咧有如果係要脱去內衣嘅話咧，都有三個細嘅級別嘅。咁大家驟耳聽嚟咧，可能都係相當之難理解。咁對於一個如果係首次被捕或者係第一次接觸拘留搜查嘅事主嚟講咧，佢可能都有相當程度嘅誤會啦。咁如果好似我頭先咁講啦，佢對於個過程中係有感到不滿嘅話咧，其實佢作翻一個投訴，第一就係、是我哋都釐清翻究竟事實嗰、那個操作上係咪好似佢誤解咗啊？定我哋同事會唔會真係有啲溝通上可以改善嘅地方咧？如果佢出嚟做翻一個投訴嘅話咧，其實我哋第一就係有機會同佢解釋翻個詳情啦。第二咧，亦都係俾我哋掌握更加多嘅資訊咧，同埋係如果係有需要改善的地方咧，我哋日後可以協助我哋做一個更加全面嘅檢討嘅。咁我係咁多。
其實關於
新屋嶺裏面見，或者我講一講啦。其實咧就會見律師係我哋一個俾即係唔係俾啊嚇，根本係一個犯人嘅權利嚟嘅，可以咁做法。但喺法例上嘅要求咧，我哋並非需要每一次嘅見面咧，個犯人咧都必須要有律師之下咧係可以要喺 在場咧先至可以錄取口供啊，或者係做一啲嘅程序嘅。咁其實所以我哋嘅睇法咧就係、是，如果即係以我嘅經驗啦，你有36個人係見咗律師，有18個係冇見到嘅話咧，係咪一個好唔正常嘅情況咧？就並不是嘅。取決於就係佢嘅選擇嚟嘅。嗱，佢嘅選擇咧，其實咧，我哋咧，警方咧，其實咧都成日提醒佢嘅。例如好似頭先阿江 Sir 都講咗啦，一入到去差館咧，入到警署嘅時候咧，我哋咧就會發一張叫做153通知佢嘅權利，其中有一個好重要一項，你可以見律師。你攞任何口供啊，任何嘅情況之下咧，佢亦都會再同佢簽一張嘅。所以咧，你出到嚟嘅時候見到佢哋好多時候有幾張嗰啲叫153就係咁嘅情況。另外仲有咧，如果大家可能冇咁忙咧，可能叫阿謝 Sir 帶大家去參觀一下我哋啲拘留嘅設施入邊咧，全部係掛滿曬係關於咧佢嘅權利。其中一樣嘢就係話提醒佢哋，你哋係可以揾律師嘅。仲有一樣嘢咧，就係話咧，佢每當去做會面記錄又好，去筆錄又好嘅時候咧，佢亦都有一條問題，我哋都會必問咁滯嘅，就係、是、你是否需要有一個法律代表陪同你。所以其實依一個嘅決定咧，其實佢哋已經係佢自己係可以話係心，即係啲考慮得好清楚噶啦，不斷咁提醒佢噶啦。如果有啲人譬如話佢冇心目中冇一個律師嘅，佢同我哋聯絡嘅話咧，我哋亦都會俾一本律師嘅名冊俾佢，佢可以自己有個選擇嚇。咁但係我係要提出一樣嘢嘅，譬如話有一啲律師，譬如話一啲頭先所講嘅係自發性去一啲我哋拘留嘅地方去揾我哋啲被捕人士嘅話咧，選擇權就去翻邊個度咧？就會去翻嗰個嘅被捕人士啦。佢可以接受，佢可以唔接受，又係一樣嘢啦，取決於佢自己嘅選擇。咁我希望咧，我咁樣講完之後咧，大家明白啲咧，關於我哋警方對於犯人接見律師嗰邊咧有多啲嘅理解。好，唔該。嗱，我唔敢咁樣答你，因為我唔係每一個 case 我都睇過。但係咧，唯有一樣嘢就係話咧，依個係佢嘅選擇嚟嘅，即係話佢冇選擇，需要喺律師代表之下咧去完成嗰個過程。好，唔該你。
我答咗啲題先。咁啊，緊急法咧，其實我哋留意到今日咧有報道講過相關嘅一個法例嘅。咁警方係一個執法部門嚟嘅，我哋就住相關嘅一啲報道同呢個範疇咧，我哋唔適合作出任何評論。我絕對係話俾大家聽咧，其實警方係有能力可以處理而家現時香港面對緊一啲咁艱難嘅時期嘅一啲亂局嘅。咁啊，就住頭先問題嘅第一部分跌子彈者深水埗啦，加埋黃大仙嘅兩個細問題咧，我會交俾阿江 Sir 答。咁啊，之後咧會交翻俾阿 Madam Chick 咧講翻關於嗰、那個嗰份 form 嗰個事件嘅，唔該。
好啊，咁就有關琴晚嗰個喺深水埗掃毒行動裏面，我哋有警員跌咗個子彈啦，係啦，咁你都講得好準確嘅，係啦，咁點解會跌咧？咁呢個其實我哋之後都係會就住每一個呢啲個案咧，我哋都會叫做話，如果簡單啲講，我哋會開快腦睇睇嘅，係啦，即係究竟係係咪個子彈袋鬆脫咗啊？有冇老化問題啊？咩原因跌咗粒子彈啦？咁呢個我哋都會睇翻嘅，係啦。咁甚至乎話會唔會其實係嗰個快速上彈器又老化咗，扣唔實嘅子彈咧？咁呢啲都係我哋即係開快腦嗰個要睇嘅地方嚟嘅。咁啊，有關黃大仙嗰個係嘅，我其實之前都有見過有張相啦，係啦，即係你哋啲行家咁都影到有個快速上彈器，咁啊跟住上邊有六發我哋配槍嘅子彈就喺個地下度嘅，咁我咧其實當晚都有了解過，因為我都有睇呢個網上新聞同直播噶嘛，係啦，咁我有了解過，咁啊當時就同事係真係跌咗落，即係嗰梳嘅子彈跌咗落地下嘅，咁啊即刻執翻咯，咁但係只不過喺執之前就俾人影咗張相嘅啫，咁所以呢一個就我哋就冇牽涉話唔見咗，跟住又隔咗一段時間先揾翻嘅，我理解就係咁啦。咁啊跟住有關呢、這個琴晚我哋你哋見到有特別戰術小隊啦，即係你叫速龍嘅同事就入咗女廁嘅。好啦，咁我都可以講，其實喺速龍小隊裏面係有女同事喺度嘅。咁只不過好多時就戴住頭盔、戴住眼罩，其實我諗呢個都有時都未必可以就咁從個外觀上面分得到嘅。咁我得到資訊啦，咁就係當琴晚啦，我哋喺個驅散行動期間啦。係啦，咁因為嗰度我哋見到有個廁所喺度，係啦，我哋同事當時嘅評估就係、是我哋都擔心唔知會唔會有人匿咗裏邊，咁可能都係有一個安全嘅考慮，咁啊於是乎入去望一望嘅，係啦，咁啊當時我嘅資料就係裏邊都有一啲女士喺度嘅，咁所以我哋就派咗一啲即係女嘅速龍同事啦，係啦，咁就入去，咁啊跟住我去呢、這個公廁裏邊發現係冇任何可疑之後咧，其實都離開咗嗰個嘅公廁㗎啦，咁跟住時間我交俾 Madam
咁正如我頭先澄清嘅時候所講啦，呢位女事主所接受嘅拘留搜查咧，就並唔係我哋講話最高級別第三 C 級或完全脱去內衣嗰個搜查嚟嘅。咁至於詳細話佢係屬於邊個級別咧，咁我哋就認為其實因為呢個都牽涉佢一個個人嘅資料嚟㗎啦，喺呢度公開嘅話咧，亦都唔係咁合適嘅。咁同埋咧，就喺直觀係考慮個咩因素嘅話咧，其實就頭先都已經喺澄清嘅時候都已經講解過啦。要做搜查嘅原因同埋直觀會考慮嘅因素咧，咁我都唔再喺呢度重複啦。咁而至於你問到有冇話喺六月開始嘅一啲完全脱去內衣嘅搜查咧，嗱，我可以俾翻一個數字你嘅。咁因為我哋其實咧會按季度咧就攞呢個數字，完全脱去內衣搜查嘅數字咧，我哋會俾翻立法會嘅。如果係按六月嚟計咧，我哋係總共有20次嘅呢個第三 C 級別完全脱去內衣嘅搜查。咁而整個由今年1月1日到6月30日咧，我哋係總共係進行咗154次完全脱去內衣第三 C 級別嘅搜查。咁相比翻舊年2018年啦，2018年全年嘅數字咧係305宗，咁所以我哋見到數字上咧大致上同舊年嘅情況係相若嘅。咁你再問到咧，就係關於嗰個拘留搜查表格呢個女士處
長。頭先個20個數字，我想必須大家澄清，並不是係呢個行動裡面嘅數字，係整體，我係全個六月，係全個香港我哋報翻嚟嘅數字嚟嘅。我哋應該係冇個 breakdown， 係淨係 for 呢一個行動。係啦，呢個數字我想澄清翻。
至於嗰個拘留搜查表格咧，我哋的確係有一個欄咧，就係俾唔同嘅相關人士都要簽署嘅。咁相關人士有邊個咧？第一就係直轄官啦，因為佢係做決定 同埋佢係負責通知講解俾被拘留人士知道嗰人嚟嘅，佢會負責簽署。而進行呢個搜查嘅同時咧，佢會負責簽署，去見證一個 witnessing officer 咧，佢亦都會簽署。咁至於被拘留人士咧，佢如果唔簽署嘅話咧，我哋同樣會攞一張佢冇簽署嘅被拘留搜查表格咧，俾翻一個副本佢嘅。佢唔簽署嘅話，我哋一樣會俾翻佢。咁我回答埋咁多。
Pass the floor to Mr. Kwong to answer the first two questions, and I will follow up on the third one.
Yep, and actually, the police force have been using different types of protective armor in the past, as we could always see from different scenes of violent crime, we'll use those what the media call it the black man suit. Yep, and this kind of armor is actually used by our police officer for quite a long period of time. And yes, I also seen from different sources of media that we have recently purchase some new protective armor for our officers, and it is because part of it maybe the violence used by the rioters or protesters are escalating, as we could see from different scenes. They keeping use long pole, long metal pole, or even a sharpened metal pole to attack our officer. So we would like to provide the best protection to our officers, we have the new set of protective armor. And for the incident that you have mentioned about the drop of handgun or the loss of a round of our handgun bullet, whether training is needed, then I believe that what is more important than training, maybe we have to ask our officer to check their speed loader pouch or their handgun pouch properly to ensure the pouch are functioning properly. And on the day that our officer draw our handgun, actually there may be some other factors causing the drop of the handgun, because on that day we have quite a heavy rainfall, as you have, as you all of you may have noticed, and maybe using a wet hand handling the handgun may cause the accident. But please rest assured that actually I don't think our officer would like to drop any of his equipment, because there will be. As I have mentioned, we'll open the file to look into the reason, whether it is because of the defects in any of the pouches or whether it is a personal mistake. So please rest assured that our officer will make sure they could properly safe keep their equipment. And I'll pass the floor to Mr. Chair.
For the, I'm sorry.
For the public event proposed to be held at the airport in this weekend, we issue tomorrow, we issue a letter of objection to the organizer. The organizer has already filed an appeal to the appeal board on that, and the appeal application is under the board consideration at the moment. The police object to that applications for the public order event mainly due to the concern of the public order, public safety, as well as the protection of the rights and freedoms of the artists. Please note that on 23rd of August this year, the Airport Authority extend a High Court injunction to restrain people from unlawfully and willfully obstructing or interfering with the proper use of the airport. And that injunction basically covered not only the buildings, but also the island, the airport island. And if during a protest at the airport island and any road blockage or scuffles arise, that may seriously affect the well-functioning of the airport as a whole and the surrounding area. And we can see from the previous examples, after the protests at the airport on 12 and 13 of August this year, there were violent clashes and threatening the safety of the visitors as well as citizen and airport staff. I just give you all the rationales for us issuing that letter of objection to the organizers. Since the appeal application is still ongoing, what I can talk here is all about that.
I'm sorry that I do not have so much details in my hand on stage, and maybe you could contact our newsroom and we would try our best to provide the figures or details. And as you could guess from the name of this armor, they are protective armor. So we purchased this armor to protect our officers, and that is the purpose why we purchased this armor. And I have also mentioned that in the past 2 months or so, the violence used by the rioter has been escalating quite seriously. So as a responsible employer, and we have a responsible senior management, we will purchase any equipment that could provide the best protection to our officer. And actually last week, not really last week, just 2 days ago, we have a emergency unit driver who was jabbed by a metal pole, causing quite a serious wound at his back. And if he got better protection, for example, armor, maybe his injury could be avoided, and that's why we purchased the new armor. Thanks.
Okay. For the second follow-up questions, and for the closure of MTR stations, basically MTR stated in the previous press statement that they will stop train service or close station with little or no prior notice if there is acts of violence occur and under high risk of emergency situation. Basically, police did not and do not and will not intervene in their decision making, and will provide assistance to them to ensure the public safety of all the MTR stations. And basically in the past, we were only merely informed of the decision. We did not take part in the decision making, and that's why I am not in a position to tell you whether they are going to close the station tomorrow. Thank you.
好，今日嘅最後三位。
我先將第一同第二條關於一啲拘捕同檢控嘅情況或者困難，我交俾阿李 Sir 作答先。第一條嘅數字我先問阿江 Sir 解答咗先，第二條我就俾阿李 Sir 嘅。
咁我先講咗拘捕檢控數字啦，因為其實我都冇一個我揭揭先啊，數字我真係背唔到啦。係啦，咁其實咧截至昨晚為止啦，咁其實我哋警方共拘捕咗883名人士嘅。係啦，咁而我哋檢控嘅話咧，就我哋已經落案檢控咗136人。咁而有關受傷方面咧，由行動至今咧，根據我手頭資料咧，我哋係有205位嘅警務人員喺行動當中受傷嘅。係啦，咁就跟住我就交翻俾阿李 Sir。
個困難嗰方面或者都其實大家都見到㗎，咁譬如話好多參加啲暴力嘅示威嘅人士咧，佢都係盡量將自己嘅容貌啦，咁啊將佢隱蔽咗嘅。咁所以咧，我哋喺追查嘅時候咧，有一定嘅困難嘅。咁但係咧，我哋都冇放棄嘅，我哋繼續咧用所有嘅辦法咧，都希望能夠追查到佢真正嘅身份啦，同埋佢所犯過嘅事情嘅。咁啊，在最快的情況之下，我們都會作出拘捕，送去這個法院裡面接受這個審訊。好，謝
謝。還有第三部分，不好意思，有關有示威人士去包圍我們警察宿舍，甚至乎去攻擊我們宿舍，之前可能在不同的片段或者相片大家可能都見過，即我們有些宿舍是啲窗門被人掉到爛曬啊，外牆都被人噴曬一些恐嚇的字句啊咁。咁其實我們都很關注這些嘅事件，因為其實宿舍裏面其實是我諗唔單止係宿舍啦，我諗大家如果試想一下，你屋企樓下被人掉爛曬窗啊，你屋企樓下俾人用啲噴漆噴曬啲即係侮辱性嘅字句或者恐嚇嘅字句，我諗呢樣嘢唔係即係任何人都接受唔到嘅，係啊，況且呢啲亦都係啲違法嘅行為啦，係啦，咁所以我哋係好關注呢啲事件，而我哋亦都做咗好多工作啦，包括我哋同翻我哋嘅園方嘅同事去商討，了解翻點樣提升翻宿舍方面嘅保安啦，係啦，咁同埋譬如嗰啲真係咁慘係嗰啲嘅宿舍單位係被毀壞咗嗰啲，我哋會安排一啲即時會唔會有其他嘅安排去維修啊等等嗰啲，我哋盡量希望同時係可以喺一個安全嘅環境底下係繼續留喺宿舍啦。咁有關就嚟開學咁啊子女上學嗰個問題咧，咁其實我哋都有同翻我哋園方嘅同事嗰度有翻一啲安排啦。咁我哋都了解到，其實我諗唔係淨係我哋同事嘅，我諗放諸世界啊，所有父母都一定關心佢子女嘅，係啦。咁所以我又唔係好明點解會有人做得出嚟話恐嚇要對付警察子女啦，係啦。咁呢啲都係即係一啲即係令人齒冷嘅行為嚟嘅，係啦。咁所以我哋都關注呢啲事件啦。咁我哋都有翻一啲嘅建議俾翻啲同事，佢應該點樣處理呢啲啦。而我諗我喺呢度我都會第一我哋期望啦，第二我哋亦都相信香港嘅教育行業嘅人員亦都係專業噶啦，係啦，佢哋學校其實無論係校方或者係老師校長都係有個責任，我諗都要確保翻校園嘅環境係安全嘅，係穩定嘅，係啦。咁我諗我嘅答案係咁多，唔該曬。
mark 咗五個題目啊。咁啊，關於嗰、那個女事主嗰個問題咧，同埋如果你講到北角咁耐之前嘅事件，我唔知啊 ，Madam Chick 呢陣間可唔可以交代到嚇？咁、我諗先第一條揾咗啊 ，Madam Chick 答咗先。
咁就我綜合回答啦，兩條問題。咁有關話記事冊嗰個記錄同埋我哋嗰份拘留搜查表格咧，其實我哋都比對過咧，就係、兩方面我哋而家見到嘅資料咧，就係吻合嘅，就係並唔係做咗一個完全脱去內衣嘅搜查。咁但係頭先即係記者都有講過啦，就係話會唔會係個記事冊嗰個記錄就係事實嘅全部咧？咁所以點解我哋就多番都係強調就話，如果個當事人佢感到受屈，又或者係對於個過程之間係有不滿嘅話咧，佢應該可以做翻一個投訴啦。咁投訴俾我哋就係有一個全面同埋公平公開嘅調查，亦都俾個機會我哋咧就去俾翻個女事主比對翻，究竟佢個觀感同埋我哋同事個記錄相比較翻，係咪就係事實嘅全部？咁亦都對大家先至會係公平公正咯。咁而我頭先亦都講過啦，我哋都睇過一個CCTV 嘅錄影片段。我強調翻呢個 CCTV 錄影片段絕對就唔係影緊嗰個搜查室裡面嘅情況啦，因為我哋就係完全要俾翻個私隱咧，係尊重翻呢個被拘留人士嘅。我哋睇過嘅 CCTV 片段咧，係影到呢個通往拘留室嘅通道嘅影像嚟嘅。咁我自己都睇過。咁歷時咧，我頭先都講過係大概四分鐘。咁但係我要強調咧，就係四分鐘包括咧，就係由我哋嘅搜查人員同埋一個 witnessing officer 咧，一個作證嘅人員啦，入到去房裡面，再完成咗個搜查，再等呢個女事主著好翻衫咧，歷時唔超過四分鐘。咁所以我哋一再強調咧，呢個絕對唔係一個我講嘅第三 C 級別完全脱去內衣嘅搜查嚟嘅。咁我嘅回答係咁多。個嗰個案件咧，其實就而家就完成咗嗰個死因庭嗰個裁判啦，咁就裁定咗當日嗰位拘留人士咧，佢係自殺嘅。咁而相關我哋亦都有啲後續嘅調查進行緊，咁所以我哋都唔會再喺度咧就回應關於任何記事冊嗰個記錄嘅問題㗎啦。咁我一再強調，如果個女事主佢感到受屈同埋不滿咧，咁佢係應該係去翻投訴警察課做一個投訴，等我哋做一個公平對雙方都公平嘅調查，同埋俾翻一個公正的結果大家。
好，就住16歲以下的被捕人的一些安排，我交給李 Sir。
或者首先就講一講翻嗰個喺由6月份開始呢個行動系列入邊咧，我哋一共咧係有拉咗係15名嘅人士咧，佢咧係16歲以下嘅，佢年紀嘅分布咧就係12去到15歲，12至15歲嘅嚇。咁就頭先我喺用英語作答嘅時候咧，都講過噶啦嚇。其實咧，我哋當接觸到啲罪犯嘅時候咧，除咗係要搜集證據，將佢懲之於法之外咧，其實一個好重要嘅我哋要做嘅咧，就係保障呢個青年人、呢個少年人佢自己嗰個嘅一啲嘅福祉嘅。咁所以咧，我哋喺警方嘅安排入邊嘅時候咧，由接觸到佢一剎那嘅時候咧，我哋已經開始噶啦，包括咗佢進入呢個我哋嘅警署之後，我哋會面記錄嘅安排啦嚇。依個咧情況之下咧，我哋咧係要佢個家長陪同之下。如果個家長係唔能夠喺度嘅話咧，我哋咧就會揾一個合適嘅成年人，同佢同一個性別嘅，多過18歲嘅，同埋咧對佢個福利咧係有興趣嘅人士咧嚟做佢依個嘅見證人。如果要將佢搜身嘅話咧，咁我哋亦都需要有一個頭先我所講嘅合適嘅成年人咧，就係最少啦嚇。如果佢家長喺度，當然更加之好，就做一個嘅搜身。咁另外咧，就為咗咧佢嗰個嘅安全起見咧，我哋絕對咧係唔會咧將佢去同一啲成年嘅拘留人士咧係一齊處理嘅。所以咧，我哋通常如果係16歲嘅話咧，我哋會同佢揾一個係適當嘅，可能係兒童之家啊，或者其他適合嘅地方咧，俾佢作一個嘅拘留之用嘅。咁甚至到譬如話，我哋喺成個嘅案件調查嘅時候咧，發覺咧佢係需要一啲嘅保障嘅話咧，我哋咧係會主動咧係向呢個兒童法庭咧去申請一個照顧及保護令咧係嚟幫助佢嘅，唔係懲罰佢，唔係懲罰佢嘅家人， 純粹係協助佢，希望佢能夠咧以後係得到更加好嘅保障。咁依啲咧都係我哋咧警方咧係對依啲被捕嘅人士一啲嘅做法嚟嘅。唔該。
咁啊，嚟緊我交嘅時間俾阿江 Sir 打答荃灣
嗰事。咁啊，有關荃灣嗰個事件啦，咁我嘅資料咧就知道其實就大概當晚就八點鐘左右啦，咁啊有就係、是、有大批嘅黑衫嘅暴徒啦，係啦，咁啊跟住就之後咧就喺附近嘅怡波坊啊附近就破壞一啲商鋪啊搗亂啊咁樣嘅，係啦，咁跟住咧就我哋就派咗幾輛嘅衝鋒車就去現場處理，係啦，咁啊過程裏邊就好。好可惜啦嚇，咁就啲暴徒就向我哋嘅同事用一啲長鐵枝啊等等就進行一啲嘅暴力襲擊啦，咁啊跟住就我哋同事亦都有拔咗槍，咁啊呢啲我唔再重複太多啦。咁喺我哋同事再後退之後咧，其實之後我哋係有一啲嘅機動部隊嘅人員咧，就去到現場咧就去處理翻嗰個暴力事件嘅，因為現場我哋昨日都有提過，現場有過百個嘅暴徒喺度啦，係啦，咁於是乎我哋同事咧喺掃蕩之後就有冇拘捕呢個我都要再確定啦。咁嘅過程裏邊臨尾就即係驅散咗即係大部分嘅一啲嘅呢啲嘅暴力示威者啦。咁其實當時我哋機動部隊同事到咗現場之後咧，其實現場都仲有好多人嘅，係啦，即係林種種，即係可能著白色衫嘅有，著黑色衫嘅有等等都有。咁當時我哋同事咧喺現場咧，其實主要目的咧就要確保喺現場嗰個嘅情況係可以穩定嘅。咁你話究竟有冇一啲著白色衫，即係揸住國旗又揸住一啲鐵通嘅人士喺我哋同事前面行過咧？嗱，咁我暫時我資料我未見得到，咁呢個我都要翻去再確認嘅。咁但係我嘅資料所得咧，其實我哋同事去到做驅散啊等等之後嗰一個鐘頭或者一個鐘頭鬆啲咧，其實都有喺附近就進行過唔同嘅截停搜查，亦都有一啲主動嘅巡邏，因為我哋當時都知道之前係有一啲嘅暴徒又破壞商鋪啊，又即係襲擊我嘅同事啊咁。咁當時佢哋主要嘅目的都係要確保翻附近嘅嗰個嘅秩序得到回復，係啦。咁你話究竟佢哋係點樣，或者有冇同呢一班所謂著白色衫嘅人有一個嘅相遇，或者有截查過佢哋咧？咁呢個我就都仲要再去確定嘅。
我先將個時間交俾第一條，因為你牽涉到埋另外嗰十八個人啊。咁我諗先啊，江 Sir 答完之後，可能阿李 Sir 作補充啦。咁啊，第二條就交俾阿 Madam Chick。咁最後嗰條港鐵嗰條題目就交翻翻嚟我度，好冇？唔該。
係。咁咧，其實我之前有提過啦，其實新屋嶺呢個嘅拘留所咧，地方係比較大嘅。咁啊我諗我哋都好難揾到一個十全十美嘅地方去處理咁多嘅犯人㗎啦，係啦，咁地方夠大，咁起碼佢哋每個人要休息嘅時候，我哋有曬充足嘅一啲羈留設施喺度啦。咁啊，跟住人手方面咧，其實我哋係已經安排咗充足嘅人手嘅。咁你話哦，見律師嘅房間方面咧，咁其實我諗除咗係房間嘅數目都係一個考慮之外咧，其實以我嘅資料咧，其實當晚唔知得兩個定三個律師到現場嘅啫，係啦，咁變咗其實好似去政府醫院睇街症咁，咁你都要排隊，醫生得閒先得㗎，係咪先？咁都要律師逐個見，咁所以我哋頭先都有提及過，其實我哋都盡量去便捷所有嘅被捕人士㗎啦，咁到最後哦，喺律師同意同埋被捕人士同意底下，咁我哋都安排咗，即係可以，如果律師同埋啲被捕人士唔介意嘅，咪唔使單對單見咯，一次過可以見多幾個咯。咁呢個但係都要佢哋願意先得嘅，因為我哋唔可以逼佢嘅，係啦。咁我哋都有提及過其實平平請律師呢個都係佢自己嘅選擇嚟嘅，係啦。咁所以喺衡量所有嘅條件底下，其實我哋覺得當時即係新屋嶺都係一個合適啊，俾我哋去處理咁即係。留意係咁大量嘅被捕人士咯，係啦。如果唔係況且我哋都要諗翻，其實喺好多情況底下咧，就我哋唔同警區嘅一啲警署咧，都係有多即係暴力或者叫暴徒或者暴力示威者都好咧，都喺門口叫囂啊、起哄啊、破壞啊，咁啊等等，咁變咗喺犯人嘅保安方面咧，其實呢個都係我哋好重要嘅考慮嚟嘅。咁所以我哋覺得其實新屋嶺係適合嘅。唔該。
我諗咧，即係頭先都有個重點講咗咧，就係其實我哋喺過去呢段時間咧，見到一啲拘捕嘅時候咧，出現一啲情形咧，就係有個別嘅律師代表咧，佢係代表多過一個人嘅，即係其實係甚至一個律師代表好多唔同嘅犯人嘅，咁即係都要衡量一個情形，就係佢嚟到佢係逐個見啦。定係一次過見曬咁多個拘捕人士啊！咁呢個係無可避免，如果佢係要逐個見咧，係一定會出現有先有後嗰個情況。咁呢個係一個近月我哋比較常見嘅一個情況。咁即係希望都藉呢個機會同大家解釋一下，有陣時可能佢係遲咗見，並不是因為我哋冇房，可能係因為個律師見緊第二個人。咁呢個都係即係我哋常見嘅情況。咁我交翻俾阿李 Sir 講翻頭先嗰十八個拘捕人士。
至於嗰十八個嘅人士咧，或者我咁樣講法啦，我唯有一樣嘢可以確定嘅咧，就係咧係佢哋決定嚟嘅。因為點解咧？因為我哋佢哋律師啦，同埋一個被捕人士嗰個見面咧，就牽涉咗一啲叫法律專業嘅特權嚟嘅。我哋完全唔可以聽，完全唔可以去理解佢哋講啲咩嘅。依個係我哋一個好大嘅守則嚟嘅，所以我哋更加冇可能問佢究竟你有咩原因，你唔需要律師啊等等嘅嘢咧，我哋都唔會去問。咁所以咧，我只係能夠確定一樣嘢，係嗰十八個人佢自己嘅決定嘅。同埋咧，喺我哋嗰個嘅羈留環境啊，或者我哋嗰個嘅一啲嘅設施入邊咧，都盡量提醒佢咧，佢係有咁嘅權利去見個律師嘅嚇。咁依個係我個部分，唔該。
我交俾Madam Chick， 答一答頭先脱衣個搜查嗰個情況。
係，咁咧就我都想講清楚啦，就係我哋每一次進行羈留搜查嘅時候咧，都會適當咁顧及咧個被羈留人士嘅私隱啦、尊嚴啦同埋佢權利嘅。咁我今日喺度解釋我哋嘅政策同程序咧，並唔係想反駁呢個當，完全話純粹反駁呢個當事人，我亦都唔想窒礙咗呢個當事人咧去投訴警察課作一個投訴同埋要求一個公平調查嘅權利。咁所以咧，我就唔會再作答咧有關嗰個閉路電視影像嘅。咁但係我好確切咁回答你咧，就係呢一間搜查室咧嗰個陳設係滿足到我哋嘅要求。第一就係講緊佢完全提供到一個私隱嘅遮蓋，有窗但係有適當嘅遮蓋嘅。第二就係門係有鎖，同埋進行搜查嘅時候咧係有上鎖嘅。咁而你問到數字方面咧，我可以同你講翻咧，就係喺我哋今年1月1號到6月30號咧，進行咗154次嘅 完全脫去內衣搜查啦。咁當中咧有142宗咧係同危險藥物有關嘅罪行嚟嘅，而其他罪行咧就有12宗。而比對翻咧就係2018年咧，我哋全年進行咗305宗第三 C 級別完全脫去內衣嘅搜查啦，當中咧293宗係同危險藥物嘅罪行有關，而其他嘅12宗咧就係同其他嘅罪行有關嘅。咁我今日係
咁，我答埋最後一條關於港鐵嗰、那個封站情況。咁就喺其實咧，我嘅理解，港鐵咧其實出佢嘅之前的一些新聞的公告裡面其實都講及他們是因應住員工和乘客的安全和站內設施有機會被破壞這個原則之下，他們主動關閉相關的港鐵站。那過去那個星期的週末兩次的遊行之前，我們是收到港鐵的通知，他們作出相應的決定。那我們這樣說，我們強調警方是沒有參與在相關的決定裡面的。你提及過，我哋係有喺一啲會議裏面向佢哋提供相關嘅一啲公眾活動嘅一啲資料，但係喺嗰啲會面裏面咧嘅決定並未喺嗰刻做出嘅。咁即係話，其實喺之後我哋收到港鐵相關嘅通知，咁我哋亦都尊重港鐵嘅決定嘅。咁其實我哋同港鐵一路保持住喺無論係遊行活公眾活動或者其他唔同嘅鐵路嘅工作裏面咧，我哋都保持住一個好緊密嘅聯繫，亦都有定時咧同佢哋溝通嘅。咁喺日後港鐵作出任何相關嘅決定咧，我哋都會配合佢哋嘅決定咧而作出相應喺一啲人群控制或者各方面上嘅一啲配合。係咁多，唔該。
好，今日記者會完畢，唔該曬。